This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. I'm Chris Harwood here with Rivers in the studio. They're up from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and they've got a brand new record coming out, and they're playing tonight at Beaners Central here in Duluth, but their new album by Rivers. It's called Of Dusk, and we'll talk a bit about that, but I want to introduce the band first. Dexter Wolf on the guitar, Pat Kuhn on bass, on drums Colin Carey, and also in guitar Sam Elizabeth. And you're all here in the studio, crammed in, got all the instruments in here. We fit everything in our little pocket studio. So great to see you guys. Let's start off with the song first. We'll talk again in a minute or two. So,
alrighty. Here is America.
Stay.
Rivers, live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. The song America, and that's on the new album, isn't it? The album of Dusk, which is coming out tomorrow.
Indeed it is.
Tell me a little bit about this record. According to the notes here, now you've recorded this over about a year and a half's time.
Yep, that's correct.
In various locations too, not you didn't just go into a studio and sit down and kind of hash it out right there. You've taken it with you.
Yeah, it's kind of been hodgepodge together, I guess. We started the record actually has been written over the past 4 years now. But Pat and I got together a couple summers ago with Colin, and we just started playing songs, and eventually they started to come together, bunch of equipment from friends and just started going at recording them on our own, and since then we've just kind of been getting together whenever we're in the same place at the same time, which has been pretty interesting because Pat lives out in Boston. He's been going to school out there at the New England Conservatory and recently finished up, and Colin and I have been here in Eau Claire. It's been a really interesting project. Mm. Just in recording in a lot of bedrooms.
Well, Pat, you're in Boston now. Were you in Eau Claire to begin with?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually from Eau Claire. I just went out to school there. That's also how I met Sam, who's playing guitar. We came out to tour with Rivers.
Right, so bi-coastal isn't the word when one of us, half the band's in the Midwest. But it's half.
Yeah, I'm actually the only one in the band that's actually from Eau Claire.
Yeah.
These guys are from other places.
Yeah.
Like other places nearby or go to school there? Or?
Yeah, I'm from Minneapolis. Colin's from Lake Geneva. Sam's from Long Island, New York.
There you go.
And Pat's the only one from Eau Claire, but Colin and I are the only two that actually live in Eau Claire now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For those of you diagramming on the map at home, there's some long red lines with arrows pointing to where they are and where they've been. So, as you say, you're recording in bedrooms here, bedrooms there. So when you go to record, as you say, in a bedroom in Boston versus a basement in Eau Claire, does that mean you're bringing the whole group out, or you're just going out there to lay down one part of the track, or how's that?
Dexter came out once to record a lot of the string stuff, and we wrote a lot of string stuff out there when he did that. But that was just him. He just came out, and we did it in my room together.
It's a lot smaller in Boston, I can tell you that.
The rooms.
Just like the streets. The streets are narrower out there, too.
If you hear that room sound on the record, though, that's Boston speaking to you.
Well, but the album actually has not necessarily a room sound, but it's a really a polished sound. It's almost surprising to know that it was just recorded in basements and bedrooms because it sounds...
We had a lot of help from our mixer and our master. It was actually mastered out in Boston by Jeff. What's his last name?
Jeff Lipton at Peerless. Yeah.
All right.
We were very meticulous about, or I guess I was very meticulous about everything. We recorded the vast majority of all the songs on just a little two-track interface with really outdated software. And a lot of borrowed gear.
Yeah.
A lot of it. In fact, I think one of the microphones that we used on the record was mine. And Eau Claire has been a wonderful starting place for us just because there's an incredibly supportive community there of musicians and people who want to help you succeed. And so that's been a really beautiful thing.
Well, the music department at UW Eau Claire, of course, is a good reputation. And I'm sure, that's a great source for lots of equipment, if not just people and advice and feedback. So.
Yeah, definitely. The university is very supportive of the local music scene and just the community in general. It seems like it's constantly growing, especially with all the great music that's come out of there in recent years. So.
Right. We're speaking with the band Rivers from Eau Claire and Boston and other places. Actually, it's great that you're all from a wide source, in Minneapolis, like Geneva and Long Island, too. It's great that you've all sort of found each other through the Eau Claire connection. Boy, think Eau Claire is really kind of like the way station for flyover country. So that's awesome. Well, let's hear another tune. I'd love to hear another one.
All right. We're going to play a tune called Deluge. Rain
Rivers, live from Studio A. The song Deluge, which is also on the new record of theirs. They're releasing it tonight. Well, officially, the release date is tomorrow. But
you can buy one tonight.
You can buy one tonight at, at the show at Beaners Central in Duluth. Do you guys know what time you're starting tonight? Just so I'm
The doors, I think, are at 7. The music's at 8. Okay. And we're going to have Sarah Kruger playing first. And I think we're going to play second. So we'll probably be on around 8:30, 8:45, something like that.
Okay.
Our friends Adele and Rose are also going to be coming up for this show, and they're a phenomenal band if you haven't heard them. They're also from Eau Claire.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right. More of the Eau Claire connection. Well, Pat, you studying at the Boston Conservatory. I assume that, I'm sorry, is that right, Boston Conservatory?
New England.
New England Conservatory. Sorry, this is Boston College, Boston University, the New England Conservatory. All right. New England Conservatory. But you're studying bass, I assume, because you're playing upright bass here. And
yep.
It's very interesting. I keep thinking of bassist who takes solos. It's not really like an end twistle sort of thing, but you know that you're using the bass in this way is not very common, that you're really incorporating that kind of a melodic style in the bass in a band of this sort, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I went to school for jazz performance, so it was, I guess I use bass solos from jazz, you know, from the jazz tradition, I guess. And also, I took classical lessons there. So I do a lot of string stuff as well. And I don't know, that song is the only one with a bass solo, actually. like an actual like.
But just you wait till the next record.
Yeah, you wait till the next record. It's all going to be bass solos. Actually, it's just going to be me.
Right. So. It'll be Pat Kuhn featuring Rivers.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I had to beg them for that solo. Really.
There you go. There are some jokes out there in the music community about bass solos.
Yes, there are. No one. I'm pretty sure it's true that no one does care about them. I mean, in at least in the jazz tradition, like usually the bass solos are quiet and everybody's like, oh, bass solo. You know, so that's I usually don't like them. But.
I played bass in the band for 5 years, and the last gig I was playing before I was moving out of town, they threw a solo at me. I was like, what? And
really? Yeah. Yeah.
I give it a chance at the last minute.
Yeah.
Well, so, but now, Pat and Dexter, are you guys the sort of main songwriters? Because really, it's a collaborative effort. I feel like all four of you do weave in and out so well.
Yeah.
That must, if not the kernel of the song, when you work out the song, how does that process work with the four of you?
I kind of start writing maybe what you might call like the folk song behind the music. That's how all of them came about, and then. Pat and Colin and I get together and kind of tear them apart and rebuild them.
Yeah. We did all the string arranging together too. We like wrote all the string parts together, me and Dexter, just kind of on the spot, just by recording them.
Mm.
That was probably the funnest part of actually
definitely.
Doing anything on the record was coming up with all of the string arrangements with Pat.
Yeah, it's super cool.
We just get together, drink a pot of coffee, and 5 hours later we'd get up and we'd have a ton of different stuff demoed out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and was it in Boston or was it in Eau Claire that you got the string players?
Well, we played every day 2 summers ago. Like every day in the summer we played together. So we did a lot of arranging then, but then in Boston we've really finished up the string parts, I'd say.
We had a few different players on the record. We had a couple friends of Pat's, a violinist and a violist, play on the record out in Boston. Also NEC students, and actually all of them were NEC students. We had a trumpeter out of Minneapolis who's a graduate from there, Jake Baldwin, play on it, and our friend John Cushing, a trombonist. It was a really fortunate experience, too, to have all of those really great players. I mean, the record would not sound the same without them.
Oh, and that sound is really apparent on the record, and it's unfortunate we couldn't fit, four or five more people in this room to get the strings, get them all here. You have to start carrying road cases with you with the parts for whatever string players in every town. You can bring them in for beer money or something so they can sit in. But, because it really gives a just a wonderfully expansive sound and a rich sound. And something that not a lot of people take the time to do. And as you say, you guys sat down and hashed out string arrangements to go along with these tracks. So it's not like it was an add-on. It really is almost integral in the record, the way they're put in.
Sam now is kind of, he's been in charge of interpreting all of those arrangements for lead guitar. And I feel like it's great, but it gives the live performance a pretty different dynamic.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe something that's more communicable for a live audience, having a more of a rock and roll band feel. We almost sound like post-rock, I think, sometimes.
Well,
It
reminds me a lot of Nick Drake's first album, where he's got string arrangements, but then some tracks it's Richard Thompson playing some fills. So you get that... the wonderful guitar fills that Sam's doing on this record, but with strings it would be a different thing. And when you hear other takes of those early Nick Drake things, there are just a few of them, not many, and you see how different that song could be with strings versus Richard Thompson versus neither. It's a whole different sound.
Well,
so.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, thank
you. And any mention of Nick Drake is, you get 5 golden stars in my book.
Certainly there's a link to the album on our website so people can go and hear the difference after the session's done today. And when they, if they pick up a copy of the record, they can also understand just what we're talking about here. Because it really, a good arrangement is all the difference sometimes between a song that's good and a song that's splendid. So when you get the right string arrangement in there, it can really be something else. So tonight it'll be the four of you, and Sam will be on stage with you.
Indeed.
Let's hear another tune. I want to hear another one.
All right. We're going to play a song called The Locket off the record here.
All right. Rivers on 103.3 KMD. ¶¶
I read your letters hidden in time. We will find some secrets of those whom we love. We won't
Rivers, live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. That was the song The Locket, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Fantastic. Well, guys, so glad you all could figure out how to get together from the different points in the country to put this thing together. It's fun to hear the new record, and tonight at Beaner Central sometime after
around 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock or so. So thanks so much for being here. It's great.
Thanks for having us.
Dexter Wolf on guitar, Pat Kuhn on bass, Colin Carey on drums, and Sam Lisbeth on electric guitar. Doing all those great Richard Thompson fills. So glad to have you guys here.
Thanks so much.
Live from Studio A. Thanks to Christian Dean, the producer, and Rick McLean for his help today as well. This is 103.3 KUMD.